Everybody, welcome back to Milkshakes, Markets, Madness. My name is John Katsumita. This is my friend Brent Johnson, the man behind the Dollar Milkshake Theory. If you don't know what the Milkshakes Pod is all about or the Dollar Milkshake Theory is all about, you can learn more on our YouTube channel, going down that rabbit hole with the Start Here playlist. We also have all our videos broken into segments with thumbnails that are unique for those segments. So depending on what kind of conversation you enjoy, you can kind of binge on just that. This segment we're recording right now for you is the peak of the week, where we kind of look at the economic data ahead for us in this week. And there's quite a bit that's been going on over the weekend. We won't get into right now. We just finished recording the full length episode that covered all that. So if you haven't watched that video yet, please go back and look at the full length episode, which posts on Sunday. Brent, look, to start us off here, it's a quiet couple days, which is probably fitting given some of the events that are transpiring geopolitically. But come Wednesday, we have Fed minutes, which we've talked about before. Last time post FOMC, that was actually potentially a market mover. Now, we've had so much of this higher for longer conversation. Do you think as much emphasis is going to be put on Fed minutes this week?
You know, to me, it's one of those things where it doesn't matter whether you think it's going to or not. It's something that you have to pay attention to, because if they change one or two words, it has the potential to be market moving. Now, usually it's not dramatically market moving, but it always has the potential to be. And because, you know, because the Fed has kicked the can down the road on rate hikes and said, yeah, we're still data dependent, it becomes more important for people to kind of parse their words and figure out what that they're going to say. And listen, I kind of hate that markets have come down to this. You know, I'd prefer to, you know, make investments and market moves based purely on economics and fundamentals, but that's just not the world we live in anymore. And as a result, I think it's one of these things where you kind of have to see what they're saying. You know, I think we're kind of at this point in the markets where I think things are going to either deteriorate or we're going to have some kind of a change in policy which allows things to turn back and run higher. And so I think the minutes have the potential to be market moving.
Yeah, to reassert your point there, this Fed or really anyone in that kind of footprint, even Yellen as the Treasury Secretary, their words having so much weight on how the market moves. You know, we haven't really talked about this yet. It's probably due for a Madness edition, but the whole Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift thing, it's kind of funny the impact that that's had, particularly on his, we'll call it influence, social media following. You know, some of these central bankers, I feel like when they leave the Fed, they're all going to become influencers and start Instagram accounts. I don't know how popular that will be, but you know, it's the same idea for, you know, the influence they have over market sentiment, which is something we actually do have this week in the data. Consumer sentiment comes on Friday, but before that happens, we have, you know, probably the most important data set with everything that's been going on with rate hike policies and the reasons why they're doing it. Thursday, we have the consumer price index CPI, yep, which, you know, is really, you know, the biggie.
Yeah, probably the most important one, right? It all kind of depends on if a lesser piece of data, which typically isn't as important, has either a big miss or a big beat, then, you know, it can have an outsized impact on the market. But all things being equal, you know, I would say CPI and PPI are two of the bigger ones, just because they go so much into what the Fed has been focused on. The Fed has been laser focused on getting inflation down. And listen, I know that there's some people out there saying, you know what, CPI isn't measured correctly. They changed the way that they did it in the 80s. And if you calculated it the way they did in the 80s, it's still double digits. And listen, I think that's very valid. It's absolutely true, but that's not what the market looks at, right? If the market's traded on fundamentals only and the way things actually were, the markets wouldn't be where they're at right now, right? I mean, markets, you know, the big players that move markets are focused on this data. And the interesting thing is, as markets have become more automated and more quant-driven and more passive, less and less fundamental decisions get made anyway. And the speed with which these decisions get made now, and the speed with which, you know, these algorithms can read the Fed minutes and immediately react and place capital vastly outdoes whatever you think you can do, right? So to think that you know, unless you're a really long-term player, and that's fine. If you are a really long-term player and you don't mind what happens week to week or month to month or even year to year, and you don't have to mark your book to market, and you have a really long-term horizon, then you don't need to read the Fed minutes, right? But if you are marking your market book, your book, you know, every month or every quarter or year, whatever it is, you kind of have to pay attention to it. And, you know, because of the change in market structure from fundamental decisions to, you know, algo-driven computer automated parsing of every last syllable of every last word of the Fed minutes, you kind of got to pay attention to them. And that's kind of where we're at. You know, this is again, we get into this a lot, John. This is not necessarily the way we want things to be, but this right. is the way they are.
Well, you mentioned PPI, Producer Price Index. That actually comes Wednesday, same day as the Fed minutes, CPI the next day. Speaking of inflation, let's just pretend the data is honest. We have inflation data and trade balance data coming out of China. Do you think that tells a picture at all or a story at all about where the global economy is going? Because China has always kind of been the credit engine, and they're kind of going through their own little pain point right now.
So yeah, so I think the China data is really important, especially in the short term. Now, long, medium to longer term, you know, you've heard me talk about this before. I think fundamentally, China's not in as good a shape as many people think. And I think that's going to lead to problems, you know, in the medium to long term. In the very short term, I think the data is very important. Part of the reason it's very important is part of the reason broad markets globally have stayed positive this year was the idea that China was finally going to open back up. That was going to be net stimulative to the global market. It didn't really happen. And then they tried a stimulus effort in the spring. That didn't really work. They tried another one in July/August. And the thing is, the data from China, let's just say over the last 2 or 3 weeks, maybe a month, has actually gotten a little bit better. It hasn't continued to fall the way it did for the first part of the year. So if this data that comes out this week shows an increasing benefit or getting slightly better, that's probably a good sign, at least in the short term. But if it comes in negative and doesn't confirm those last couple data sets that have come out that have shown that they're finally starting to expand a little bit, combined with everything that else is going on in the world, I think that that could be market moving as well. So I think there's a number of things this week that could really be market moving.
Well, look, on the weekend episode, we talked about how even over, there's this look back of this is the first time such and such thing has happened since 2007 or 2000. And you had made the point that in a lot of cases, this whole phenomenon of going from 0 to 5.5% is something that's never happened really in almost everyone's career, going back to, you know, Black Wednesday, 1987, and this 30-year yep. bull market and everything. So we are kind of in a world of, it feels very much like the Twilight Zone. We're now in the month of October. It's Halloween month. Friday, believe it or not, is October 13th. We have some very interesting geopolitical tensions that are escalating at the moment. Friday is consumer sentiment. We have some, you know, financing. I'm sorry, we have some finance industry or banking sector industry reporting earnings. So there's quite a bit going on. It you know, for most of the summer, you're kind of looking towards this time of year as when things would get a little more interesting again. Summers are slow, the doldrums. Feels like volatility is back. We didn't really expect it would be as intense and perhaps militaristic as it's been in the last 24 hours. We'll see how that transpires. We did talk about potentially doing a midweek update. We'll see how the markets open on Monday. But as we discussed here, we've got a lot of data on deck that, for better or worse, includes, you know, Fed monetary policy, you know, the different ways they've been trying to jawbone markets, and the data that they use to reinforce, you know, some of those narratives. So before we wrap up on the Monday peak of the week, anything you want to address specifically or highlight before we let the markets have at it?
No, I think in general, listen, if you like geopolitics, if you like markets, if you like excitement, I think this is going to be I think this is the week for you. You know, this is not the week to put your BlackBerry away. Do BlackBerries still exist? Your iPhones away, Twitter. You know, I think if you're kind of a news junkie like I am, I think this week's got a lot of news for you.
Well, Friday the 13th, we'll see what kind of spookiness comes our way in the markets. Good luck to everyone out there. As Brent mentioned in the weekend episode, try to keep your head, start figuring out ways to have conversations with people you disagree with. Careful you don't get pulled down into rabbit holes that make you emotional, make you irrational, because that will never work out well for you in the financial market. So hopefully you enjoyed this Monday peek of the week. Stay tuned for a potential midweek update and whatever additional segments we feel like rolling out this week, depending on what the market gives us. So we'll talk to you guys all very, very soon. Thank you. This show is provided for entertainment and informational purposes only. It should not be relied upon as legal, business, investment, or tax advice. Neither the hosts, guests, nor any funds they may manage intends to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies.